Would everyone in the Senate chambers, as well as our guests in the upper gallery, please rise for a prayer by Reverend Gawk, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
From the 118th Psalm we read, I thank you, Heavenly Father, for this day that you have made, and I rejoice in it. Save us, we beseech you, and give us success. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this day that you have made, and we do rejoice in it. We ask that you send us prosperity now and give us success that which we desire to bring about. We ask that our efforts will bring blessings unto others and prosperity to our state, and that which we do might bear witness to your goodness, which produces joy in our hearts. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Searpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Eigel, Emery, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibla, Lucht-Meyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
The quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, 13th day, Monday, February 3rd, 2020. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment.
Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you recognize to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone renews his motion that the reading of the journal be waived and we approve it as though it has been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Introduction of guests. The majority leader from Boone County was first audible. Senator, I heard.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, in the upper gallery behind us, we have individuals today from the Missouri Craft Brewers Guild. They're here today in the upper gallery for their association day, talking to folks about the great work that they're doing here in the state of Missouri. I'd ask for them to stand and for the body to make them feel welcome.
Let's welcome the craft brewers to the Senate chambers. Introduction of guests, the Senator from the 14th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to recognize some special guests. To my right and to your left, we can recognize the CEO of Finia Healthcare, Dr. Alan Freeman, as well as his colleagues from the Missouri Primary Care Association, Dr. Melissa Tepe, Dr. Catherine Moore, Dr. David Miller, and Will Franklin. We can recognize them in the chamber. I highly appreciate
it. These guests would please rise. The Missouri Senate will welcome them to our chambers today. Introduction of guests, Senator from Clay County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I am honored to introduce a delegation from the Northland Chamber of Commerce. They're visiting with legislators and discussing legislative priorities today, and they do a wonderful job promoting economic development in Clay County and Platte County. So I'd be much obliged to the chamber if you all helped me welcome them to the Senate.
Let's welcome our friends from the Northland Chamber. Senator from Platte.
Mr. President. On my left and on your right, I have a very special guest, a constituent of mine who's in town, Tammy Killen, who is with the St. Joseph YMCA. Tammy, if you'd like to stand up. And I would ask the Senate, please join me in making her feel very welcome to the state capitol.
Let's welcome Ms. Killen to the to the Senate chambers. Senator from Franklin.
Mr. President, can I inquire of you?
State your inquiry.
Mr. President, I seen you working diligently last night at the annual Senate charity bowling event, and I was just curious how your work paid off.
Well, there were a lot of people who were very helpful, plus I had my main arm twister with me, my oldest daughter, who knows how to spend money, but she proved to me she can collect money.
He learned how to collect it as well.
And we collected about $1,250 for the 50-50 pot, and then a individual who won it was kind enough to donate it back.
Was there a little arm twisting involved in that, possibly?
There was significant arm twisting.
Significant arm twisting.
And several promises made on behalf of you by me to that individual. And True North was the beneficiary, as was the entire tournament. You and the majority leader raised a lot of money for a great charity.
Well, Mr. President, I want to announce this morning, I'm not sure what in the past has been accomplished, but obviously a great opportunity for this charity to benefit from us having a little fun and some folks pitching in to make that happen. But currently, right now, along with the help that you have provided there in the 50-50 drawing, we've raised $14,525 for True North. I am hopeful. Yeah. I am hopeful that we can find another $475 in change in our cushions and pockets somewhere, and we can make that about $15,000 that will go a long way in helping that charity. But I also want to, Mr. President, want to know if you were aware of who might have won last night.
I have a sneaky suspicion I know who won. It's usually the person who can stack their team the best.
Did you ever ask anybody if you're a hunter, you know, and the first thing they ask you, how was your deer season? And they typically ask you that because they had a good one. Well, we finally righted the ship. The bowling trophy is right back now where it is going to belong, in the pro tem's office, because we were successful in winning the annual bowling outing, and again, it's not about what you know, it's who you know.
So. Senator, congratulations. And I also know that you and the majority leader would join all of us, and I don't know where she is, but I know she's listening. Tammy Tackett has done an incredible job for years and years and years in that bowling tournament, puts a ton of time in out of the kindness of her own heart, even bought 50-50 tickets out of her own pocket last night. And so I think we owe a debt of gratitude to Ms. Tammy Tackett for all the work she's done.
I think so. Thank you, Mr. President.
Now that we have the bowling results over, the order of business is introduction of guests, petitions, memorials, and remonstrances, resolutions, concurrent resolutions. The senator from Barry County.
Mr. President, I have a concurrent resolution.
Please send your concurrent resolution forward. Senator, your concurrent resolution will be printed in the journal. Would you care to explain your concurrent resolution?
Yes. This concurrent resolution encourages the state Medicaid program and the employee health care program to use biosimilars to save the state money. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from Shelby.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills. No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Send your bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 965, introduced by Senator O'Loughlin, an act relating to advanced practice registered nurses.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 966, introduced by Senator O'Loughlin, an act relating to reading success in schools.
Introduction of bills, the Senator from the 8th District.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills. No further explanation needed.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your two bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 967, introduced by Senator Searpoy, an act relating to the Department of Economic Development.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 968, introduced by Senator Searpoy, an act relating to lump sum elections for state employees.
Introduction of bills, the Senator from the Kingdom of Callaway County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have one bill. No explanation needed at this
Thank time. You, Senator. Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 969, introduced by Senator Riddle, an act to authorize the conveyance of certain state property.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Will you send your bill forward?
No explanation.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 970, introduced by Senator Rowden, an act relating to federal regulation of private health insurance.
Introduction of bills, Senator from Johnson County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Joint Resolution number 62, introduced by Senator Hoskins, a joint resolution relating to the right to hunt and fish.
Senator, would you care to explain your bill?
No explanation necessary, Mr. President. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. Senator from Barry.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have one last bill.
Send your very last bill forward.
Senate Bill number 971, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to payments for prescription drugs.
Senator, would you care to explain your bill?
No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. Senator from Jefferson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No explanation is needed at this time.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 972, introduced by Senator Whelan, an act relating to health insurance.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Cape Girardeau.
I have three bills.
Please send your legislative package forward.
And no explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 973, introduced by Senator Wallingford, an act relating to early childhood care and education programs.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 974, introduced by Senator Wallingford, an act relating to blind pensions.
Madam Secretary, please read the third bill.
Senate Bill number 975, introduced by Senator Wallingford, an act relating to utility districts.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, Senator from the 8th District.
Thank you, Mr. President. Committee on Economic Development will meet in hearing room one upon adjournment.
Thank you, Senator. Order of business is announcements. The Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on General Laws will meet in the Senate lounge upon recess.
Further announcements. Senator from Newton County.
Mr. President, your Committee on Veterans and Military Affairs will meet in SCR1, at 12 o'clock today.
Thank you, Senator. Announcements? Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand in recess until 2 p.m. this day.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand in recess until 1400 this day.